A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hungry for some more? It's the Luke and Pete Show. Pete Donaldson and Luke Mill with you. Luke, you're fresh from doing a Rama React with Andy Brassel, and you just announced before the start of the Luke and Pete Show that you're ready to get torn into me because you are famished. Yeah.
So last night I did a Ramble React with Andy after the Crystal Palace Chelsea game in the Premier League. I outed Andy as my secret lover.
Right.
I called him a two-bit Sean Derry lookalike, and I tried my very, very best to make it as a difficult recording as possible for him. Because to be perfectly honest, he knows too much about football. I need to challenge him in some way. Because
right.
if I just fire facts at him or ask him opinion on football matters, he's not going to find it tough.
No.
And as we all know by now, Peter, broadcasting should be a challenge.
Yeah, it's
and you make it sound like a challenge every day, if you don't mind me saying.
I do. That's kind of my stock in trade, really, one would suggest. But I would say that with Andy, there's not. I don't think there's many things you can throw at Andy and him find himself unruffled. Yeah, I mean, sorry, ruffled. No. I don't think you could ever ruffle Andy. I think you could sort of ask him anything about politics, about the world, and he would find some way to get an answer out without sounding like an absolute idiot, even if he had no grounding in it.
He's like me, but without the idiot bit.
Well, you remember stuff, at least. At least you remember stuff. I mean, like, it's like your brain is absolutely perfect for remembering facts, phrases, and bits and bobs.
I think in comparison to you, that's possibly
that
the
is
case.
True,
but
yeah,
I think in
true.
The wider world, it's probably quite average.
I did it again on the show this morning. I did a WrestleMania record yesterday, and I did a Braun Japan record at admittedly 6:30 in the morning for me, which is early for any podcaster. To say you've got to get up that early to a show,
well,
is early.
But given that we've gone into podcasting to not have a proper job,
yeah,
I mean
6:30,
the chickens have come home to roost there, because you actually end up earlier than you would be in a proper job.
Exactly. So I at one point during WrestleMania, I just stopped, reset, and I said, "What was I going to say again?" And I think we always knew this is where I was going to end up. But usually I would have the confidence to just launch into a sentence, not really using the correct words or terminology, moving backwards in the sentence, moving forwards in the sentence, trying to find my way out of an anecdote or a phrase. And this time around, I just stopped. I said, what was I going to say again? And then did the exact same thing I was going to do anyway, launched into a sentence. But it just took me a bit more time. And this is where it begins for me. This is me getting even worse at 42.
Yeah, my brain is definitely slowing down.
Mm.
I mix up names a lot more than I used to.
I've never bothered learning them in the first place.
No, exactly.
If I meet you for the third time, if you've net said your name three times in that hour that I've spent with you, I'm not remembering it.
Do you know what I like to do? I like to, this is high risk, and you'll cringe at this.
Mm.
I like to, when I get introduced to, say, a group of, say, three or four people, and I say, I'm Luke, nice to meet you. In my mind, I'm really trying hard, consciously, to remember their name.
Right.
And then what I like to do, maybe 15, 20 minutes later,
undress them in your mind?
Their name.
Oh, right, okay.
What did you say?
Undress them in your mind?
No, I like to use their name.
Right.
It's such a high-risk strategy, I find it exhilarating.
Yeah, I mean, that is, but you can tell, because I've, like, interviewed classy people, usually from like Hollywood, who will get told your name and they will repeat your name back at you. Wolverine does it quite a lot. What's his name? Wolverine man. can't remember his name.
His name.
The Aussie, Hugh New Jackman. Zealander, Hugh Jackman. He will repeat your name back at you every
sentence.
I like
that you're telling the story about people being good with names and you can't even remember his name in an anecdote. And he's not New Zealander, he's from Australia.
All right, well, he's from Australia. But he will use your name quite a lot. And it's a classy move. But after he's done it the fifth or sixth time, you are a bit like, all right, mate.
Yeah.
You're all right, George
Bush.
But
you know why he's doing that? He's actually doing that for two reasons. One, to make you feel special, of course. And I've seen Harry Redknapp do that. Right. Ex-football manager Harry Redknapp does that to journalists all the time. That's what they love.
Is that why he's loved by them?
What he's also doing there is he's reinforcing in his own mind the memory of your name.
Yes. Okay.
So he keeps saying it, which means he's much more likely to remember it. So later on in the interview or the event or whatever, he's far less likely to forget it, which means he's less likely to be in a socially awkward position. I think could probably learn from
feel
people
free.
Is you could start using people's names more.
Hugh, feel free to forget my name. You're never going to use it.
Nah. Have you seen him since?
No. Well,
waste of time for him, then, isn't it?
I did it about. I did. Yeah, I've done about two or three interviews with him. Told the same story.
Do you remember you or not?
No, of course he didn't. Why would you? Why would you? The only person who's ever remembered me after our fourth interview is Billy Corgan.
Oh, because of wrestling.
Hey, Pete. No, maybe. Yeah, maybe just because I had more than a surface level bit of knowledge of the Smashing Pumpkins, I suppose. But what are you going to do?
I was driving Young Finn, he's one of our producers.
Young Finn, rapper. The rapper Young Finn. Y-U-N-G.
He's a SoundCloud rapper, mumble rapper. He's a bit like Post Malone, but he's from Sheffield. I drove him to Old Trafford because we were going up there for a thing.
Right.
And in the car on the way back, we were stuck in traffic for ages. So I said, look, Finn, I'm going to put some music on, man. I'm driving, so I just want to listen to the music. He's like,
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
And so I just put it on shuffle, thinking, you know, that's a compromise. I'm not going to make him listen to some obscure album he's never heard of. So I put it on shuffle. Smashing Pumpkins song came on, right? He'd never heard of the band. He'd never heard of them.
That's interesting because, like, I heard of them on, like, The Simpsons before I heard the band, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but you're old. I mean, that's your gateway into them when they were still around. Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said to him, that's really interesting you've never even heard of them because they were massive.
And they have quite a notable name as well.
Yeah.
It's like Blind Melon or something, isn't it?
Either way, there's no way he's never heard of them.
No, I mean, they are
a piece
of shit.
It's also got a fruit in the name.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just a stupid name for quite a thoughtful band, I suppose.
But the plot thickened even further because I said to him, "All right, have you heard of Nirvana then?" And he was like, "Yeah, of course I've heard of Nirvana. I've listened to Nirvana. Yeah, of course." Mm. And I was like, it's a bit weird that you would know Nirvana so well, but not know Smashing Pumpkins, who were basically probably not quite as big, but definitely were contemporaries of Nirvana.
And they're part of the story as well. Obviously, Billy Corgan, I mean, never bring up Kurt Cobain's name in front of Billy Corgan, which I actually did, which upset him. He was obviously a bit of a love rival with Love?
Yeah, he says that like there was such a big rivalry between them that even now, if he's in back in the ends and he bumps into someone who was part of Nirvana's road team or whatever, said that they still don't like him.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, what I'm trying to get at is that this is not like an obscure band.
No.
They sold 30 million records.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost a bit like, I wasn't born until 1980, but I know who fucking Smashing Pumpkins. I'm sorry, the Rolling Stones are. You know what I mean?
The Smashing Stones. Yeah.
Smashing Stones. Yeah. Little supergroup.
It's weird, isn't it? I would very much like to hear Producer Finn. He's got a very lovely... Whenever I can use Finn for a voiceover, I will do, because he's got a lovely, deep brogue to his voice. And mixed in with quite a nasally Billy Corgan vocal line. I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear Finn singing a bit of karaoke, singing, I don't know, something from Zero or something.
Yeah, it would be good. Be like Fred Dibner, fronting
Fred Dibner.
Indie band. Do you remember Fred Dibner?
I do remember Fred Dibner.
We talk about Fred Dibner quite a lot, though. I mean, more than he probably deserves.
Yeah.
There is an amazing video of him climbing up that big stack and knocking it all down by hand. And it is, I mean, it's incredible to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, first of all, I don't fully believe there's any real need to do it that way.
I don't think when you look at chimneys, and like chimneys were everywhere back in the day. Can you? What was the biggest chimney in your town? Ours was at the hospital where you could burn bandages. Yeah,
same, yeah.
Mm. And it looked like always looked like a big stuff. Cigarette.
Yeah. I mean, you don't. I mean, there was a massive. It's a Forley power station was on the horizon to the west of where we lived, but that's all been pulled down now.
Yeah, it just seems that it like when you're up there building a big chimney, you're like, this seems structurally not good. It's too long. Why isn't this falling over, etc.
Yeah, I think that's probably. I think they've probably thought about that. Though,
yeah, right? They probably engineered it like that, didn't they? They probably know what they're doing.
What I'm fascinated by is the art, and it is an art of demolishing buildings in a way that they don't fall over and hurt anyone.
Yeah, the imploding and the kind of yeah.
So you also have to put the charges in certain spots, right? Mm. So it collapses in on itself. And when you do that in like a really built up environment where the stakes are high, that must be quite exciting.
Yeah, but I mean, that at that pay level, they usually get it right. But then there's the watching inner city tree fellers felling.
Wow, that sounds great. Is like, that a TV show?
No, it should be. But that, I mean, that is got its own risks. But just watching just some random dudes with a chainsaw just taking down a big tree right next to a shed. It's just, yeah, that's just as thrilling as that, really.
I told you about the guy who did the tree in my back garden. And
it was Kevlar pants.
Leg off. Yeah, he didn't have his Kevlar trousers on. Yeah. He went and helped his mate out for it with a job and he slipped and he almost chopped his leg off and it looked like a fucking shark bite.
Yeah. I mean,
it was an incredible scar, to be fair to him.
We were talking about Chainsaw Charlie on WrestleMe yesterday. Terry Funk's.
Who's Chainsaw Charlie?
Terry Funk's, I think, character he had for about 3 months. He joined the WWE, even though he had the name Terry Funk and everyone knew him as Terry Funk. He decided one day, he just panicked and went, I'm Chainsaw Charlie now, and just brought a chainsaw.
Well, it's like a massive rip-off of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I think so, yeah. He had a lady's stocking on his head. Latex stocking on his head. Latex stocking on his head and some like white powder on his head and a chainsaw. It just seems like sometimes people panic and that's what happens.
I'm not sure how I should be able to get to that level in an organisation, though. I mean, you need to have planned this. It's not Pete Donaldson doing his homework. You need to have planned this more than the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
Start
frequently.
Rummaging around the spare drawer in your house for some props.
Well, I mean, a lot of changes were afoot at the WWE over the past couple of weeks. So there were some last minute changes to the Royal Rumble, let's say. And we shall say no more of that.
And is it possible? Is it possible to, like, have a chainsaw as a prop that actually works and rotates, but it's not got any blades on it, so you can do almost like a fake chainsaw that you can.
I think you just take. I just think you just take the teeth off. That you do take the chain aspect off. I think it still makes the noise, and if you're waving it around, no one really knows. But yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can safely wave a chainsaw around.
There's something quite terrifying about a chainsaw.
It's just anything with. I think anything with a combustion engine in, like a generator, I find quite. What if it explodes? Like they never explode, but it looks like it might explode.
I think my fear comes from when I was a kid and I went to the a kind of circus type thing, and one of the acts was a juggling act, and the guy started out juggling like a few juggling balls or whatever, and then he moved up to like five or six juggling balls, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
and if you've ever tried to juggle anything, more than three juggling balls, it's hard.
Yeah,
I can juggle with three. I can do like a little party trick. Yeah, I can do like a. I can do three.
How am
different...
I the out of work magician then? Come on,
I know. Well, that's just what you dress like. But I don't like to shout about things. I like to keep my light under a bushel, mate. But if for example, I can juggle like different three things of different weights, so I could do like I don't know a book, an orange, and a ping pong ball or something.
How right? Hang on, I do anything. You like do it for the social. Why are you not doing this right now for the social?
It's never come up.
Well, it's coming up now. Go and get a book. Go and do some juggling for the boys.
Okay, I'll do it now. Right. All right. So here's a hand sanitizer.
Right. Still living in 2020.
A head. I actually bought this like the other day.
Did you? Brilliant.
Headphone case.
Right, yeah.
Headphone case. Yeah. And then what else would be good? I need one more thing, mate. I'm not going to do my mobile phone because it'll end in tears. Okay, I'll try this coaster.
This priceless Fabergé egg.
This Princess Eugenie floodlight blanded coaster, right?
They're the only ones who got a coaster. Outrageous.
No, they did the coasters.
Oh, right.
They were into it, man. They did the coasters. Actually, right, I'm not going to do the coaster because it's going to be make too much of a noise. Hang on a sec, because I inevitably drop it.
Okay, Luke is stalking his living room, trying to find something to juggle.
Can you actually see, or is the camera shot not good enough?
I can see. You maybe step back a little bit, maybe.
Okay, hang on.
Put yourself back in the frame.
All right. Hang on. I can't go too far back, otherwise my headphones will come out.
Okay.
Ready?
Can you do it with headphones if you've got...
Okay, take the headphones out.
Take the headphones out. All right, and I will narrate, commentate as to how this juggling is going on. Right, he's starting to juggle. He's instantly dropped the hand sanitizer. He's having another go with three. I mean, it is atrocious. I mean, big talk from excellent. Oh, didn't you do well? Didn't you do well, Luke? Didn't you do well? What a brilliant,
you could
what
have
a brilliant
for
bit
me
of
there.
Juggling.
You could have said it was amazing. I think what I need is I need more space.
You need more space, kind of, right? Okay.
I need kind of probably similarly weighted items that aren't quite as...
Yeah,
distinctively different. But the
do you
point
need some
is,
music? Shall I play some Evanescence?
Yeah, Bring Me to Life.
Yes,
by Evanescence. Anyway, look, the point I was actually going to make was is that when I was a kid, the circus performer did this stuff, and then he started bringing in different items. So, like at one point, he was juggling with a stool, like a three-legged stool.
Yes, okay.
And then he started bringing in an apple where he was taking a bite of the apple.
Nice, yeah, cool.
When he was juggling. And then he brought in three chainsaws that he started and he was juggling them by the handles and it was fucking absolutely terrifying.
It again, though, maybe the chains just weren't on the actual chainsaw itself. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, but you could kind of see the thing moving, like rotating.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't think you should take anything away from it. It was a very formative experience for me, and it was also very impressive, but I think it was probably dangerous.
Yeah, it's what got you into the whole juggling world yourself, I suppose. Fascinating.
Well, I used to go juggling and that kind of stuff. It was like an evening, like a friend of mine's dad had like a little circus performing workshop.
How are we only hearing about this? Yeah. And how are you going to get away with me not mentioning it every show that we're on together until the end of time?
Well,
you went to clown school. You went to clown school.
No,
it's so clown school.
You just
brilliant.
Go along and
right.
you'd watch the guys do stuff and then they would let you have a go at it if you wanted.
Is this how that, you know, those dancing kids? You know, the kids who dance?
You mean like the little kind of, what they called, like the... beauty pageant kids?
No, yeah, like, no, the ones that were on, like, Britain's Got Talent.
Diversity.
Diversity. In my head, I can only think of the word Evanescence now. You know, Evanescence, the dancing kids. Is that how they got started, presumably? They went to a club and they just started dancing and never stopped.
Yeah, but I think that's probably a bit cooler. That's probably like a kind of, like a proper, like, organised outreach programme or workshop or something. Whereas this was just a bit like, there was all these older fellas
juggling around.
Yeah, because there was quite a kind of, looking back on it, there was like a bit of a subculture where I grew up of like traveling folk around,
right?
And so they would pitch up and then they'd be doing stuff. So they'd be doing like they wouldn't just be doing juggling, they'd be doing like fire breathing and like, you know, the Diablo thing with the two sticks.
Yes, okay, yeah,
they would do that,
getting very close to fire poi.
Yeah, that would be that kind of thing, but I don't think there was a fire poi specifically. Mm. I'm not saying I spent my time as an enthusiast of these things.
Have you ever gone to the doctor and you've been talking about being a bit down? And he says, but doctor, I am Luke Moore. Go and see the great Luke Moore, the juggler, that will cheer you up.
Like Pagliacci.
Pagliacci.
I said, but doctor, I am the great Luke Moore.
I am the great juggler Luke Moore. Oh, well, this is adorable. And if you've ever been to clown school, it sounds like you went to clown school. And to be honest, I think if you grew your hair out a bit, clown hair.
I think you could probably
get away with dyeing it red and having some lovely clown hair.
Do clowns have red hair? Big red nose.
Big red nose. Green? Blue? I don't really know.
You did a magic trick in the studio yesterday.
That's true. It sounds like me and you could go on the road and just, you know, not like maybe people who listen to the Luke Peach Show might be expecting like a live version of this podcast. But in many ways, it would just be juggling and magic tricks.
Fuck it. I'm not sure how long I wouldn't be able to elongate the performance long enough.
Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow.
Wait, by the way, speaking of that, did I tell you on that aforementioned trip to Old Trafford, I was in the hospitality, right? I got invited there by a company.
Were you going table to table? Juggling?
No, this is the thing.
Were you going table to table juggling?
Listen, right? We're having dinner before the game.
Let me guess, tedious card magician?
Yeah, but he was fucking amazing. And I forgot to mention it yesterday when Marcus was talking about it and the big sponge willy, right? That, honestly, mate.
Anything to distract
mental.
You from the raw chicken, I imagine, at that point.
But is it, yeah, is it not, have you ever witnessed that close-up magic and how good it is?
Yeah, it's incredible. But you're still just being lied to, aren't you, really? You're still just being lied to.
Do you not like it because it shifts your quite shakily held worldview on its axis?
It does, yeah. I don't like it because I have ideas about how the world's supposed to work and how it does work. And when I see that, I'm like, I just I don't even know. You must be like the leader of the world if you can harness such sorcery.
You're usually dressed like a magician.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, the one thing this guy did, which was genuinely impressive, because the other stuff was like, it was like card tricks and fine. Like people around me, like in my family, used to do like little card tricks and stuff. So I get all that. It's all distraction and then counting and that kind of thing. The one thing this guy did, which was fucking amazing, like genuinely amazing, is he gave me a deck of cards and he was never more than like a foot away from me.
Mm.
He gave me a deck of cards, told me to put it in between my hands like that.
Right.
So I had like the deck of cards in between my hands like that, right? He said, hold them tight as you can. So I did. He put a handkerchief over the top of my hands, so it's covered. And then he's like, he started doing all this kind of stuff. And I thought he's going to, because he first asked me to choose a card, right? And sign my name on it. And I thought, oh, he's just going to move that card to the top somehow. And he's probably already done it by a distracting technique or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was the thoughts I was having at the time. He said, like, he counted to three. He whipped the handkerchief off and told me to bring my hands away. And there was a fucking clear Perspex box in my hands.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
And the card that I had signed was in the guy opposite me's top pocket.
Interesting. So how did that work then?
Well, I don't fucking know, mate. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting. Hang on.
So he must have changed it around really quickly without anyone noticing. But there's about five people around the table.
Interesting. I think because my mate Dave, when we go for a drink, he will, if he feels like it, or we're on like a holiday or whatever, he'll sort of go table to table on a night out with some cards, which is dreadful. Just
is he really? Is he actually doing that?
Yeah, he's doing that.
And is he good at it?
No, he's terrible. On more than one occasion, he's just got the cards out and dropped them on the floor.
Why does he do it then? Can he actually do a trick or two or not?
I think he can do a trick or two, but it's all pretty standard stuff, like proper.
So he
like,
takes a deck of cards on holiday with him.
Uh huh. Yep. Absolutely bizarre.
How do you feel about that?
I, as you can imagine, I am mortified by my own shadow. And so, I'm absolutely.
You know what annoys me about that? You choose to spend more social time with him than you do with me. And that just tells me everything I need to know about what you think about me in real life.
Yeah, but he lives in Portsmouth. I only like people who've
chosen. Oh, that's even worse. That's a fucking kick in the teeth. That's a slap in the face.
I like people who choose to live down there rather than come from there.
Yeah, that is a slap in the face. You've got a mate who from Portsmouth who is demonstrably a worse bloke than me, but you choose to hang out with him before me.
Well, look, he's a man of simple pleasures. I once saw on his laptop that he'd typed in the word blowjob into Google, and that was his. And I'm like, if you are typing that into Google. You're not an advanced computer user for me.
That's quite happy.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? He's happy with that. Into Google, presumably image search or something. He just typed it in. He's happy with seeing what he's seeing.
Safe search on.
I only want to see what Google will allow me to see. I was pretty blown away by that discovery, to be honest. Oh, God.
Yeah, and yet you still choose to be friends with him more than me.
Well, I see you a lot. I don't see him at all. He's in the Navy.
By the way, the listeners have asked for this. I need to come to your place and do a recorded episode from your car.
All right, yeah.
We've got to do it. So after the show, Rory, we've got to organise it.
Well, let's wait until it's not on my father-in-law's front.
No, let's do it then.
No, because...
I can definitely do it then.
No, because it'll create a Ferrari that he doesn't need. I feel bad enough going around there and installing new windscreen wipers, to be quite frank. But
yeah, and but he okay, is frank. Well, let's work it out. We've got to do it because the listeners are calling for it, mate.
I'll put I'm going to store it in a garage around the corner from me, so that'll be a bit easier.
And how long will that be in there for?
Oh, I think it's going to be another couple of months before it's road legal, unfortunately, because the DVLA move at a rather slow pace.
Let's have a break, yes. Peter. When we come back, we've got some battery to do because it's Thursday.
We've got some really pretty ones as well.
Oh, good. I look forward to that then.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show. If you've found some batteries in an old remote control, we want to hear from you. We want to hear pictures. We want to see pictures, rather. And we want to hear what brand they are. Hi, guys. It says Mitchell. Optimistic on this one. C4O attached. I bring to the table a Pink Fong. Pink Fong. Within my one-year-old baby's Baby Shark book. Pink Fong, apparently, the Baby Shark creators. Yeah. So, like, Baby Shark seem to be... I thought that was like a weird kind of, I think Indian kind of song at the start, wasn't it? Like all made out there. I got the sense that like, there's that one where there's the boy eats too much sugar.
No, it's from, so this is the thing. I think you've missed the point here, which is rare for you given you're a kind of South Korean enthusiast.
It's Korean, right?
Yeah, it's South Korean and the company or collective, whoever they are, that made Baby Shark were called Pink Fong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well. That's basically what I'm interested in. But I was just wondering whether they were the same people who did Hello Johnny. You know, the boy who eats too much sugar and he goes Hello Johnny, right. Hello Johnny. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. So I'm just looking at it now. Apparently, it's based on a German song that was around first, but Pink Fong popularized Baby Shark. So Pink Fong. So first of all, you've got to decide, Peter, whether you accept Pink Fong as a battery brand.
Yeah.
It's a new player. If not, it gets chucked straight out the window.
It depends on if Pink Fong are willing to sort of continue this little journey, this little adventure. I mean, usually, Baby Shark seem to me to be a little bit of a cash grab. They happened upon a tune that everyone found excruciating, but very addictive.
My niece was obsessed with it, man. She
yeah. Well, I saw it. I've been watching a lot of The Wiggles lately, for my own reasons. And the Baby Shark turns up on that as well, like a proper licensed Baby Shark, which is incredible.
Guess how many views the Baby Shark song, official Baby Shark song, has got on YouTube?
50 million.
You're gonna have to go a little bit harder than that, I'm afraid.
Oh, 75 million.
14 billion.
Fuck off.
Yeah, 14 billion streams, man. don't know how much money you get for that. Imagine how gutted you'd be to find that YouTuber demonetized it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was there was an errant sell.
Oh, sorry, someone's done a copyright claim. Some fucking guy in a bedroom's done a copyright claim, so I've missed out on £14 billion worth.
When we're with WrestleMania with WWE, as part of their training camp, they obviously show a lot of the wrestlers' classic videos from yesteryear, and they've actually started and they accidentally uploaded to their licensing database these same videos that they show on the wrestlers, and so like a lot of like the footage is from like World of Sport and like ITV and like joint promotions and stuff in the UK that they don't actually own the license to, but. YouTube think they do. So every time we do like a British wrestler, WWE say, yo, you can't use this, even though they don't actually technically have the license. They just accidentally did this thing. YouTube are just, nah, not listening. And right. WWE are just making you take stuff down that they don't actually. They're abusing the IP system. That's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
So it's an interesting diversion from you, Peter, but you are going to have to make a decision on Pinkfong, I'm afraid.
I think that Pinkfong are at the start of their battery journey, and I think it's only right that we encourage these nascent young things, these young Turks of the battery world. Otherwise, we'll have nothing to talk about.
So it's a new player.
I think it's a new player. Well done, yeah.
Congratulations to Pinkfong. Congratulations to our friend Mitchell.
Thank you, Mitchell. All right, Keith Campbell. Hello, Pete. Quite the opposite end from my Fart Machine 2 battery submission a couple of months ago. I've got the Fart Machine 2.
Let's have a look.
Where is it now? I've got the remote control for it anyway. The Fart Machine 2 I bought because the dogs were sort of barking in the house, and I positioned the Fart Machine in the kitchen, so when they started going at it, shouting and stuff, barking as they do, I would fire off the Fart Machine, but the actual...
What, and it would shut them up?
It would shut them up because they'd be like, what the fuck just happened? They'd be like, what? What? What was that?
Very nice. Yeah. You won't find that getting any kind of dog parenting textbook, will you?
No, use a fart machine. But no, it's, it worked for a while.
There's a fart machine sequel.
Yeah, it's got a longer range. Apparently, it can go for nearly a mile. You can fire it off. Yeah. Anyway, a couple of months ago, Keith got involved with his fart machine. Anyway, today's entry comes from a battery-operated toothbrush. I don't think I've heard the name Kaliki in the Battery Daddy yet, and I've been listening since this was a summer project. Keith Campbell, Kaliki, K-E-L-I-Q-A, no mercury added, but will it be an entry added to the database and the Battery Daddy?
This is K-E-L-I-Q-I, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's a brand new player.
Lovely! Well done.
And I think very, very kind of carelessly and perhaps quite optimistically, Keith Campbell has put his mobile phone number in the email.
Give him a ring.
I'm not really sure why.
Say thank you.
But I won't be doing that because it'll be an international call. So don't worry, Keith. You're safe for now. But don't be handing your digits out like that. My goodness me! My email address is on my email signature.
Yeah,
it might even be on my Twitter. My goodness me! Am I inundated with crap?
What, your email?
Yeah. Is it on my Twitter? I'm just going to check. It might be on my Twitter, and that's why. If so, I need to change that.
I get like emails from people wanting to make TikTok and YouTube videos out of our podcasts. Like, I get three an hour these days. I don't know what has happened.
Mine isn't on my Twitter. I don't know how I keep getting emails from people pretending to be my friend, telling me they've got some kind of marketing solution for me.
Yeah.
That
was me pretending that I had something to do with it. I didn't do a very good job. I was just going,
dickhead.
Anyway.
Oh, I see, right. Sound like someone was doing some sandpapering.
Very impressed with Jordan's choice of implement that he's pulled these batteries out of, has to be said. Hello from sunny Melbourne, Australia. After my last entry, Cos Alkaline was a new player. I was excited to share the news of my award with my significant other. After explaining the importance of documenting and cataloguing the world's less notable battery brands, my partner looked at me like I was a child who was explaining which is their favourite locomotive. If this battery is a new player, I'll be keeping it to myself. This battery is the Nanoran Super Alkaline, found in the kit for my new 3-axis gyro stabilised laser level 3-axis.
Oh, that's a bit of you, Donaldson. That's a bit of you, isn't it?
I was genuinely considering buying a gyro laser level, but only for 1-axis though, or 2-axis.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Jordan because he's basically included the picture of how the three-axis level works. It looks fucking amazing.
It looks really futuristic. Like you just bash it in, and it just gives you a lovely flat line.
So there was when I had my ceiling re-leveled in the hallway, the guys who did that had a level which they basically put on the floor, and it was a bit like in a like a sci-fi movie.
Mm.
Have you seen Prometheus?
Yes, probably, yes.
In Prometheus, when they're trying to chart the cave system they're going into, they throw these like balls up in the air, which...
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they take the topography. It was like a really unimpressive version of that, but it was still very impressive.
What makes me laugh is like the iPhone could probably do that. No, except...
Apparently like, the iPhone could do like 500 things that no one ever knows about. Like, there's a guy on Twitter... And I'm going to tell you what his name is because I've actually saved a bookmark, one of his threads recently.
Mm.
And he essentially shows you all the things that iPhone... He's called Marius Hawken, his name is. And his Twitter is M. Hawken, H-A-U-K-E-N.
Sounds like he's from Finland or something, Marius.
Probably. He's definitely Scandinavian. Mm. And he does threads every week or so about all the things your iPhone can do that you don't know about. And some of it is mind-blowingly good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, some of them are just simple. Like the other day, I found out that the iPhone's perfectly capable of giving you a consistent, never-ending white noise sound if you want it. Through the speaker.
Yeah, but could you not just go on YouTube and just get a white noise? Yeah,
you can,
I do it all time.
You can, mate, but you don't need to because you can just press a button on the iPhone and it does it for you.
What? It's on... What do you mean? It's like on a... in the actual
menu,
iOS.
You know when you pull down from the top right?
Right.
It's on your menu.
I'm Android. I'm outside of the ecosystem, I'm afraid.
Well, don't even fucking listen then.
Oh, so it's on there now, right? Okay. I wonder what mine can do.
It's amazing. Yeah. You can do all sorts of stuff. And Dex. So anyway.
Can scan a QR code.
Nanoran Super Alkali. While you're doing that, I'm just going to check in Nanoran Super Alkali, which is Jordan's submission. And they are indeed a new player as well. So we're 3 out of 3 today.
Well, there you go. Very versatile set of... We thought this was dead and buried, but it's come back... Like a phoenix, a very level phoenix in a bathroom, leveling everything up. So thank you very much to everyone who got in touch with their battery brands. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. We are always famished. We are
send
always ravenous for more batteries.
Send us emails, tweets, Insta DMs, whatever, about all the things that the iPhone can do that you've discovered that no one else knows about.
Threaten a loved one?
So it can do that, with your help.
With my help. with a bystander's help.
Exactly.
All right, then. We'll be back. Use your iPhone to email the show. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. You can check us out on Instagram, all kinds of things, really.
And use your iPhone to hit that subscribe button or
subscribe
the follow button.
And you'll never miss any of our fucking shows, all right? We are here every single bloody Monday and Thursday.
I've had a couple of people in the last few weeks or so come up to me in the street saying they love the Luke and Pete show.
Yeah.
So they're not sharing it around their pals, then there's no hope for any of us.
Good point. All right, we'll be back on Monday for more of this. Have a lovely weekend. Have a lovely Friday as well, if you're listening to this on the Friday. Best part of the week, best day of the week. Just have a good time.
Yeah.
You tell I've been up since 6 in the morning?
With not making the most of their Fridays. What's the
make the most of your Friday. You get no Saturday. If you don't make the most of Friday, you get no Saturday, all right?
As the old song goes.
Yeah.
As the old Cliff Richard song
pretty much how I used
goes.
To live my life.
See ya.
Bye.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.